I'm going to turn this over to Barb, and she's going to explain a little bit about the prelude that she's playing this morning.
Good morning. Happy Children's Day to all you children out there and even us, okay? I thought I'd try to do a little something different this morning. It's hard to find music that pertains to one particular Sunday, like Children's Day. So I looked in the back of the brown hymnal, and of course there's different categories back there. Children, community, communion, and all fellowship and all that. So I looked at a song. So I thought, okay, I can do this. I looked at the number of songs, and I decided, okay, that sounds like a good one. So I'm going to incorporate that into my morning prelude. The number of the hymn is 517 in the brown hymnal. And if you want to get your brown hymnals out, I didn't say anything to anybody back there in the sound booth, but I'll play through it once, and then why don't we all try to sing it? It's something new, I understand that, unless some of you actually know it. It's called Step Into the Sunshine. Okay, so, all right, I hope you don't mind. It's something a little bit different, and like I said, it's hard to come up with some music for specific Sundays. So, let's do it, okay?
Thank you, Barb, for that wonderful song. And happy, like she said, happy Children's Day. This is a day where we need to do what Jesus says and humble ourselves like little children. Jesus says, he who humbles himself like a child will be able to enter the kingdom of God. So it's always important to try to do our best to humble ourselves like little children when it comes to the Lord. And I want to welcome all of you this morning to our service this morning. We want to have a special welcome to anyone who's visiting with us this morning. Have a one announcement here that I'd like to read, and this is from the Crawl family. An announcement from the Crawl family. It is with sadness that we say goodbye to Nettie Crawl, who passed away on Friday, May 31st. But there is joy in knowing she is with her Lord and Savior and once again reunited with her beloved husband, Clarence. The viewing will be held here at Myerstown Church of the Brethren on Friday, June 7th from 6 to 9 p.m. Funeral service will be on Saturday, June 8th at 11 a.m. And it will be preceded by viewing at 10 a.m. also at Myerstown Church of the Brethren. So please keep the Crawl family in prayer. And I have a few announcements that are just in the bulletin. An update or a reminder about saving the date for Bible school, June 23rd through 27th. The theme this year is Roar, and they're looking for volunteers. And contact Leslie Furman or Jessica Singer if you want to volunteer for Bible school. Monday, not this Monday, but next Monday, will be council meeting at 7 o'clock. And tonight is a very important time in the church. We're having a wonderful concert here by the Blackwood Brothers. The concert will start here at 6 o'clock, and there will be a freewill offering taken for their ministry. So we hope to see many of you here tonight for the Blackwood Brothers concert. Do we have any other announcements this morning? This is Children's Sunday, and this morning's songs will be geared towards children. And whenever there is a congregational song, we want to invite all children to come up front here where they sit in the front pew. Or is that where they're going to sit? Or sit or stand. And join Brianna Hoagland and Rachel. They prepared this morning's song. So if your children, just all children, just come up here during the congregational songs. So let's all stand and sing our opening song. Get up, get up. We invite the children to come forward to sing.
Some people haven't heard. call to worship. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Next song is God of Wonders. Let's just focus and hear what the Lord is saying to us through this song. Okay. We need that music to be turned up a little bit. Let us pray. Dear God, our friend, we come to worship you today. We come to sing, pray, and listen. You always hear us. Help us to hear you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The congregation may be seated, and the children can come up for the children's story.
How is everybody? Are you good? Come on, we're in the house of the Lord. How is everybody?
Good.
Okay, turn around here. I'm going to talk to you today about a little fella named Zacchaeus. Has anybody heard of him?
Yeah.
Oh, are you going to sing it for us?
Zacchaeus was a wee little man. A wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down for the Lord I'm going to your house today. Lord, I'm going to your house today.
Yes, that is it. Give Brantley a big head. I think singing runs in the family. What do you think? Yeah. So Zacchaeus, he was a guy. Does anybody know what kind of guy? Was he a good guy or was he seen as a bad guy?
Bad guy.
Bad guy? Yes, he was a bad guy. Do you know why?
Collector, and he collected taxes.
He did. He's a tax collector. He collected taxes. Do you know what taxes are? Do you know what taxes are?
No.
No. Do you know what taxes are? What are taxes?
It's money, extra money you have to pay for the government, and yeah.
Yes, every year, your mamas and daddies, grandparents, all of us, one day you all will have to pay money. It's called a tax, okay? And the Jewish people did not like it because it was the Roman government that was over it, and they were not very nice to them. But what was even worse, hold on a second, was that Zacchaeus was one of them. He was a Jewish person, but yet he went over with the Romans and became a tax collector. Now, we're going to get some cookies out here. What would you say if I gave you all cookies? Would you love that? Oh, you say thank you? Okay, well now, we have 6 cookies here, but Zacchaeus comes along. He's got to take your cookie and give it to the government. What do you think about that? No? But he just doesn't take one. Oh, no. He takes at least 2. And he pockets 1 for himself and gives 1 to the government. Now, is that a good thing to do? What do you have to say, honey?
Sorry.
Sorry, yeah. He should be sorry, shouldn't he? But he's not. Okay, he comes back again. You have 4 cookies left. This time he takes 4, all 4 of them. So you have no cookies left. He takes 2 for himself and gives 2 to the government. Now, is that a good thing to do?
No.
No. Do you think Zacchaeus might have been a bully? Yeah. Have you ever had a bully before? Somebody that wasn't really good with you? Yeah, I think we all have at one point or another. Yeah. And it all depends on how you react to that person, right? Yes. Sometimes you can make it worse. Now, remember we said that he was a bully. He wasn't a big bully. He was actually, was he big? Was he tall?
No,
he wasn't tall. Yes, he was very short. Yes, he was very short. Do you think he's as tall as you? Probably smaller. Okay, Benji, stand up. Do you think he's as tall as Benji?
No.
No? Do you think he's shorter than Ben?
No. He's probably taller.
A little bit taller? Okay, let's see. Who's a little bit taller? Carter, can you stand up? Do you think he was as tall as Carter?
No.
Yeah, maybe?
No.
See, the Bible doesn't tell us. You can sit down.
Same size?
Okay. But he was so short that he couldn't see Jesus when he came by, could he? No. And he wanted to see Jesus because he knew that Jesus was a good person. But he couldn't see him. So what did he do? What did the song say? He climbed up a sycamore tree. Now, do you think that's the tree?
No.
Mine is probably a little bit bigger. He needed a good vantage point, right, to see. Yes, honey.
He shouldn't be sorry for the cookies.
He should have been sorry for taking all those cookies. Yes, he should. Hold on, Dana. Let's speak in a minute. He should. But unfortunately, at that time, he wasn't. But, you know, Jesus is going to change that. So he runs up the tree to see Jesus. And Jesus is coming by, and the people are praising him. And then we're going to read from Luke chapter 19. Brooke's going to tell you what happens from verses 5 and 6.
When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly.
See, Zacchaeus came down. Now, do you think the people were happy that Jesus asked to go to Zacchaeus' house? No, they weren't. And why do you think they weren't happy?
Because he stole money.
And they thought that Jesus shouldn't be so nice to Zacchaeus. But Jesus shows us the example. Even when people are not nice to us, what do we do in return?
We be nice to them.
Yes, we got to be like Jesus and be nice to them. All right, so we're going to do a little experiment. Let's try to get in a circle here. Get in your circle. All right. It's a big circle. Okay, put your fingers out. Now, if you notice, you're pointing at someone else, right? So when you accuse somebody of doing something, you're pointing your finger at somebody else. Okay, now close your eyes. When I say something that you have done in the past, you put your finger down, okay? So has anyone ever told a lie? Put your finger down. Has anyone ever said or thought a bad word? Put your finger down. Has anyone ever taken something that is not yours and you didn't ask permission to take it? Put your finger down. Has anyone ever disobeyed your parents, a teacher, a grandparent? Anyone like that? Put your hand down. Okay, open your eyes. Where'd your hands go?
Down.
Because we've all been like Zacchaeus, right? Yeah, at one point or another. We've all been that too. Zacchaeus didn't deserve Jesus' love, and neither do we. But the amazing part is that Jesus will always love us, right? Yeah, he may not like what we do, but he never stops loving us. Jesus loved Zacchaeus so much that he called his name and wanted to go to his house and spend time with him. And Jesus wants us to spend that time with him too. So knowing Jesus loved him completely changed Zacchaeus. What do you think he did? Yes.
He gave back all the money and he paid was it five or two times?
Four times back. Yes, good job. Yes, he gave back even four times. So imagine you get all your six cookies back, but then you get even more back. Now, how generous was that? It'd be 24. She's on counting it up. Look at that, math whiz. 24 cookies back. Imagine he gave all that money back and even more than he was supposed to. Now, that is awesome. And since Zacchaeus gave something away, we're going to give something away too, but first we're going to pray, and then Ms. Grace is going to give you all a little present. It's from a missionary at YWAM. Yes, they've made. And then, before you leave, make sure you see Ms. Dottie. If you don't know who Ms. Dottie is, ask your parents or grandparents, okay? Because she's got a little present for you too, since it's Children's Day, okay? And it might be candy. Yeah, look at their faces. Okay. All right, so let's pray real quick. You ready? Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for showing us through Zacchaeus how much you love us. We ask that you help us grow in friendship with you today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now, Ms. Grace, she's over here. You go pick out one of those. It can be a bracelet or an anklet, whichever way you want to wear it. And it's from a missionary at YWAM.
Okay, thank you, Grace, and thank you, Rachel, for the children's message this morning. This time we're going to have special music. Our special music this morning is a hymn sing.
Well, look in your brown hymnal, and we're going to do three hymns, and shout out a number to me. 381. 381. Oh, a good one. It is well with my soul.
Thank you.
stepping in the light.
Thank you, Barb and Rachel, for that special music. Thank you for all who participated in that. As we come through time of offering, let us quiet our hearts and let us pray before God the offertory prayer. Dear God, I offer you my praise. I offer you my heart. I offer you my money. I offer you my life. Thank you for everything you give to me. Amen. At this time, I ask the children to come forward as they lead us in our offertory song, Come to Jesus. At this time, I ask the ushers to come forward as we take our morning offering. Thank you, children, this morning for the songs at this time. And at this time, before I read the scripture text this morning, I want to have our morning prayer. And in your bulletins, you'll see this week we're praying for Stevens Hill Church of the Brethren, and the Cornerstone Christian Church is praying for us. Please remember in your bulletins to keep in prayer the many people on the prayer concern list. Let us pray. God, we give you praise and glory for this time of worship this morning. We thank you, Lord, for our children who teach us adults in so many ways to humble ourselves before you. We thank you, Lord, for our children here in the church, Lord. We just thank you for their witness. We pray, Lord, that we as a church would just be a church that reaches out to the children and use them, Lord, for your glory and honor. This morning, Lord, we lift up the family of Nettie Crawl. We just thank you so much, Lord, for Nettie's life and also Clarence's life previously. We pray for this family, Lord, in their loss. We thank you, Lord, for Nettie's life, for her influence, for her witness. Lord, what a faithful sister of the Lord. And we rejoice that she is with you in heaven, but we pray for the family that you would give them comfort and peace at this time. We pray, Lord, for our church and the Church of the Brethren. We pray that we, as a church, would continue to be faithful to you, Lord, in all your ways, Lord. This morning, Lord, we do lift up our leaders in our nation. We especially lift up our president. We know, Lord, that we need to pray for our president. We need to pray for the leaders of our nation. We pray that you would protect him, Lord, and give him guidance, direction. Lord, surround him, Lord, with godly leaders. And we pray, Lord, that you would just give him, Lord, your direction to lead, Lord, in the way that you want. We pray now that you would guide us as we look into your scripture text, the word this morning, and the message, Lord, that all this, Lord, would be for your glory and honor. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Turn with me to our scripture text today. We're looking at the story of Zacchaeus, and we haven't had a chance to really look at the text this morning. for the story, but let's look at that. Luke 19, 1 through 10. And if you want, there is an insert sheet this morning that you can follow along. Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. Hear the word of the Lord. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into the sycamore tree to see him, for he was going by to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto your sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, as I was studying this text, one question came to my mind which I just couldn't resist, and that is, when Jesus went into Zacchaeus' home, I thought, what were the people thinking when Jesus did that? In fact, that's a good question for us to ask ourselves. You know, how many times have you thought, what will people think of me? What will people think if I make this decision? What will people think if I take this risk, if I take the stand on a certain issue? What will people think? Sometimes we even worry about that, don't we? Sometimes I believe we might be more worried about what people will think rather than what God thinks of this. And so I want us to really look at this text with this question. What do you believe God was thinking when Jesus entered Zacchaeus' home? I often wondered what people were thinking about Jesus when he ministered to the people. Would he ever be thinking, you know, if I take the stand on this issue, if I reach out to the sinner, is it going to damage my reputation as the Son of God? Are people not going to follow me if I take the stand? But these questions never stop Jesus from ministering to the people. And it did not stop Jesus from going into Zacchaeus' house. Why is that? Well, one, Jesus must have been desperate to get this man saved, this man named Zacchaeus. And in that, we should all rejoice. And how desperate should we in the church? How should we be desperate to see just one soul get saved for the Lord? Now, if there's one verse we need to take to heart, if there's one verse that really stands out, it is Luke 19, verse 10, where Jesus says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. That is the main text. That is the main verse. In fact, that's the main verse for the church today, that we need to take to heart those words from Jesus. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. That was Jesus' only mission, to save souls for the kingdom. And Jesus gave us, the church, that mission. As he was ascended into heaven, he told the disciples, go and make disciples of the nation, which is the church's mission. But in order for that to happen, as we're going to see in today's text, there are many sacrifices that were made. There were many sacrifices that Zacchaeus had to make and Jesus had to make to make this salvation happen. What were they? Number one in your insert. The belief and the conviction that no one is beyond the saving grace of Jesus Christ. No one is beyond saving grace of Jesus Christ. I wonder how many people in our world actually believe that. That God can save the absolute worst person you can imagine. How many of us believe that? Well, that one person that everyone despised was named Zacchaeus. Now, it was explained in the children's story how we can understand how Zacchaeus was a despised man. He was a tax collector. Tax collectors were the people who no one liked in Jesus' day. They worked for the government. They had a reputation for defrauding people, taking advantage of people by overcharging them with taxes and keeping the excess money for themselves. That was who Zacchaeus was before his conversion. Zacchaeus overcharged the taxes on the people, and the state government of Rome backed Zacchaeus up. In other words, they made sure that he was safe in his decisions. And if any citizen would rebel, the government would back up Zacchaeus and not the citizen, since he was a tax collector, since Zacchaeus worked for them. Plus, Zacchaeus was also rich. And for some people, they simply don't like rich people for the sake of saying that they're rich, which is not good. We also read in Luke 18:25, where Jesus says, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And so when Jesus said that, people were thinking, you know, what about these rich people? Now, really, when it comes to being rich, it is not a sin to be rich. It is the love of money which is the sin. But that's another topic. What I want you to see is Zacchaeus really had a bad reputation. He had a bad reputation not only among the Jewish leaders, the religious people, but among the public people, everyone. So what does Jesus do? Jesus comes along one day. He sees Zacchaeus in a sycamore tree with a crowd of people. Jesus backs up Zacchaeus by inviting him to his home. And Zacchaeus ends up being saved by the power of Jesus Christ. Who would have ever thought that at the time, that Zacchaeus could ever be saved by Jesus? Not many. No one is beyond the saving power of Jesus. Look at Luke 19, verse 7. This is what happened when Jesus invited Zacchaeus into the home. It says, but when they, that is the people, the crowd, when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he, Jesus, has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. In other words, instead of rejoicing that Zacchaeus was saved, there was complaining and grumbling. Complaining and grumbling. One of the sins of people today is a sin of complaining and murmuring, as the Bible says. But that leads to the second point in your insert.
Zacchaeus needed to make some sacrifices in his own life in order to be saved. Zacchaeus needed to make some sacrifices in his own life in order to be saved. It says in Luke 19, verse 3, in your scripture text, he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. What we need to know is Zacchaeus was really taking his own life into his hands when he was out in the crowd. He was taking a risk to see Jesus. He was hated by everyone. He had this reputation. He had this reputation for overcharging people. And some biblical commentators believe the reason Zacchaeus climbed into the tree is because he needed to get away from the people who are after him. That was the only way to get away from the crowd of people who are after him, because they wanted to give him black and blue marks. One commentator even said that. Yet, he wanted to see Jesus. This is who he was. He wanted to see Jesus. He was really willing to take that risk. I can only think that he was curious to know him. Think about his background as a tax collector. Think of the crowd that he hung out with. Zacchaeus probably never met anyone like Jesus in his line of work. I mean, who did Zacchaeus hang out with? He hung out with tax collectors. He hung out with publicans. These were the people who had absolutely no affiliation with any type of religion at all. He hung out with them. No connection with Christ, no connection with the church, no connection with religion. That's who Zacchaeus was. Maybe some of you this morning might know someone like him. Maybe some of you this morning might know someone who has absolutely no connection with Christ and the church whatsoever. How do you reach out to someone like that? When I was a pastor in Virginia, that's where I met Rachel, by the way, for those of you who don't know, when I was pastoring in a church in Virginia. When I was pastoring at the church there, I wanted to do something on the side, something fun. And so I decided to look into becoming a referee for basketball. I gave it a shot. So I had to go to school to become a referee. And I had these basketball clinics to attend where I would be under the supervision of an experienced referee while I was making calls. The supervisor would give me advice. And when I met my supervisor referee for the first time, he asked me what I did for a living. I told him I was a pastor. And he was so happy to hear that. He was overjoyed to know that one of his officials was a pastor. He says, you know what? We need pastors as referees. We need pastors with good character. He says, we need referees who don't lose their temper with players and coaches, who don't swear, who go by the rules. I guess that tells you something about some referees today. I don't know. And so I said, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a try. So I had my first game under supervision. In other words, I would be the referee and my supervisor would be nearby, kind of telling me, you know, okay, this is what you need to do next. You need to run this way, run that way. You know, stay with the players. That's what you got to do. He said, you need to stay with the players when they run. Well, these players were ninth grade high school boys. And in case you don't know, they're faster than me. So I was out there at half court. The ball was thrown up, you know, opening tip off. You get two players, they jump up, they tip the ball. And then right after that, all of a sudden, all 10 players shot down the court. And so I was running as fast as I could. And what I did, I tripped over my foot and I fell flat on my face the very first play. Flat on my face. The very first play of my referee career, I fell flat on my face. So I thought to myself, I better stick to being a pastor or forget this.
Throughout the game, I kept my whistle in my mouth. I didn't make any calls. I didn't make any calls on players. And my supervisor was telling me, hey, don't be afraid to call a foul on someone. You know, blow your whistle more. Take a stand. You have that authority. But I just couldn't make any calls because I didn't want anybody to be mad at me. You know, that's what happens to referees. So if you ever don't want people to be mad at you, don't become a basketball official. So after the game, I told my supervisor, I said, you know what, this referee business is not for me. You know, just forget it. And he was all upset. He said, oh, we need you. I said, no. I said, this game is out of my comfort zone. I don't need this, I said. But I gave it a shot. So I was out of my comfort zone. I don't know if you've ever been there. You ever been out of your comfort zone? We all have our comfort zones. Should we stay in our comfort zone? Should we stay in our comfort zone when it comes to our faith in Jesus Christ? You know, there's nothing wrong with giving something a shot when we're out of our comfort zones, as long as we are reaching out to others. That's the important thing in sharing your faith. This is where we look at the faith of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was out of his comfort zone when he came to see Jesus. He was taking his own life in his hands by going out to the public, into the public who hated him. But something inside of him was saying, I got to see this man Jesus. I got to see Jesus. He might have been thinking, you know, I'm tired of living this rat race as a tax collector. I'm tired of living the same life day in and day out. There has to be something more than this. And that leads to the third point in your bulletin. Zacchaeus was a changed man for Jesus Christ. Zacchaeus was a changed man for Jesus Christ. Two changes happened to Zacchaeus. Number one, if you look at Luke 19, verse 6, he received Jesus joyfully. That's important to know. There needs to be joy in the Lord. And number two, the second change, he had a change in his lifestyle. Look at Luke 19, verse 8. Luke 19, verse 8 says, then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I've taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. Now look what he was telling Jesus. First he told Jesus, I'm going to receive you joyfully. That was first. And then he told Jesus, I'm going to change my lifestyle. In other words, if I defrauded, let's say he defrauded Brother Levi, if I charge him $200, I'm going to pay him back $800. If I defrauded Brother Sam, you know, $600, I'm going to give him, what's that, $2,400 or whatever it is. $2,400, whatever it was. And who knows how many other people Zacchaeus ended up giving his money. All not for himself, all out of the joy of receiving Jesus. Now some critics might say that he was bragging. Look, Jesus, look what I'm doing. But you know what? If he was bragging, Jesus would have called him out on it, because Jesus never liked prideful people. I don't think that's what it was. It was not all about the money. It was about his changed heart for Jesus. It was about how Jesus is someone who seeks and saves the lost, and how he changes that person. And that leads to the fourth point in your inserts. We are all like Zacchaeus. I believe there's something in all of us that needs to change for Christ. I believe there might be something in our character that needs a change for Christ. Maybe it's a temperament issue, something in your personality, something in how you relate to people. Maybe it might be forgiveness. Maybe it's some kind of lifestyle change. Maybe you're here this morning and you're getting the message, you know, hey, I need to be more devoted and committed to Christ and the church. This is a lesson not just about Zacchaeus. It's about you and I as fallen sinners. Or maybe you're here this morning and you need to take that risk of faith where God wants you up here spiritually and you're down here. But somehow you want to remain down here where it's safe. And God's calling you, no, I'm up here. This is where you need to be. Or maybe you have a tendency to be like the people who saw Jesus going into Zacchaeus' house and all they could do was complain and grumble. Maybe that's something you and I need to confess. But look at how Zacchaeus received Jesus. He received Jesus joyfully. Doesn't that tell us that we need to have a joyful heart? We need to have a joyful heart in Him. I mean, think of the joy when Jesus said, today salvation has come to Zacchaeus' home. That should be joyful. Not just for Zacchaeus, but for all the people who were there. He was lost, but now he's found. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. I ask that we just take in that joy of salvation. For the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. May we all receive that joy today from the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that you're a God who accepts every one of us, no matter where we've been. We pray for forgiveness for times that we have fallen short of where you want us to be, Lord. We know, Lord, that some of us here might be struggling with lifestyle change, something in our character, Lord, that we know that we need to confess. We just pray that we would do that today. We pray, Lord, that you continue to lead and guide us as we continue to be the church, Lord, and the people that you want us to be. And help us, Lord, to know, to take into the heart the words of Jesus. For the Son of Man came to seek those who are lost. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. As we sing our closing song, I always invite anyone to come forward for prayer. If you want to make a change in your faith, I invite you to come forward. And as we sing the closing song, I invite all of us to stand and invite the children to come forward as we sing our closing song, Amazing Grace. Would you stand, please?
Thank you, children. The benediction is taken from number 6, 24 through 26. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.